Hi, this is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. I'm speaking with Dr. Jeffrey A. Cohen, Director of Experimental Therapeutics at the Cleveland Clinic. At the conclusion of the CARE-MS2 trial, Dr. Cohen found that, compared with interferon beta-1a, alemtuzumab reduced the annualized relapse rate and lowered the risk of sustained accumulation of disability in patients with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis who had relapsed on previous therapy. We're going to talk about his findings now. Dr. Cohen, you found that over the course of 2 years, the average expanded disability status scale score decreased by 0.17 steps among patients taking alemtuzumab, but increased by 0.24 steps among patients taking interferon. Why do you think EDSS score increased for patients taking interferon?
Well, first of all, Eric, thank you for inviting me to discuss the results with you today. So one of the important results of this study was that as compared to interferon, alemtuzumab reduced the risk of worsening on the EDSS. But a somewhat surprising finding was that not only was there a decrease risk of worsening, but there was an increased likelihood of improvement. So that was also reflected in the average EDSS, which improved in patients on alemtuzumab, but worsened on patients taking interferon.
Do you have any theories about the reason for this difference, this dramatic difference between the two drugs?
We expect that patients with multiple sclerosis will worsen over time, particularly if they have active disease. And the expectation was that alemtuzumab would decrease the amount of worsening. What was somewhat of a surprise was that some patients on alemtuzumab improved with therapy. Our theory about that is that there are, first of all, that there's intrinsic repair mechanisms that are operative in multiple sclerosis, and a potent immunologic therapy such as alemtuzumab allows those to catch up, as it were, with the ongoing damage. There also may be some direct repair-promoting properties of the drug.
But how does the lack of blinding in your study affect how you interpret the results?
One of the difficult issues that we faced when we were designing this trial was how to blind the participants and the clinicians caring for them to their assigned therapy. The route of administration, the schedule of administration, and the side effects for alemtuzumab are much different than those of interferon. So we considered a double dummy design, but in the end decided that such blinding would not be effective. When there's lack of blinding of some of the people involved in the trial, one has to be careful with the interpretation. And in particular, be careful with endpoints that might be affected by lack of blinding. So we undertook several steps to try to minimize potential bias from that. So even though the participants knew which treatment they were assigned to, the evaluators that performed the EDSS and the multiple sclerosis functional composite were blinded, and there was a separate committee that adjudicated relapses, and then finally the MRI analysis centers were blinded to treatment assignment. So we think that those additional steps protected the study from a bias introduced by the lack of blinding of the participants.
Now, in your study, patients who received alemtuzumab also received 3 days of intravenous methylprednisolone with each infusion course to prevent side effects. How might this addition to the treatment regime affect patients' or even neurologists' attitudes toward alemtuzumab?
So we very frequently utilize intravenous methylprednisolone to treat patients with multiple sclerosis, and it's generally very well tolerated. In this case, it was very effective in lessening side effects associated with alemtuzumab infusion. So that I don't anticipate that being a major concern to either patients or treating neurologists.
Now, why do you think patients receiving alemtuzumab experienced 23% less brain volume loss over 2 years than patients taking interferon beta-1a?
So we anticipated that alemtuzumab would be very effective in reducing abnormal inflammation in multiple sclerosis, but we were very keen on determining whether that led to preservation of brain tissue. So one measure of that, we think, was the beneficial effects seen on disability progression. But a second very important indication of preservation of tissue, we think, is the benefits seen on brain volume loss, or in other words, slowing of brain atrophy, much more effectively with alemtuzumab as compared to interferon. So we think that's actually a very important result.
Do you think the CARE-MS 1 and 2 trials have conclusively proven alemtuzumab superiority over interferon beta-1a?
One of the unique aspects of the development program for alemtuzumab has been that the phase 2 trial and now both phase 3 trials compared alemtuzumab to subcutaneous interferon beta-1a, and all three trials showed very prominent superiority. So we think that that's now a pretty clear-cut result.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Cohen.
Thank you.
This is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.